This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back of April this year. We're talking about no other than ZU Technologies, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets. You can find them under the ticker symbol ZEUCF. And if you're up there in Canada, look them up. They're on the CSE under the ticker symbol ZEU. With us today is the CEO and president, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Frank Dumas. Frank, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Before we get started on the Q&A, you're a forward-thinking Canadian technology company that has developed a state-of-the-art of blockchain protocol, providing foundation for the next generation of encrypted and distributed networks. That being said, the last time you were on the show, you brought us to speed on a couple of things. I want to know what has happened since April. Any new developments?
Well, we're actually in a sprint development period. So we're developing on different aspects of the company, some of which are, with the skunk work, which will be confidential for now. But there's a few things we can definitely expand on. We've completed the development on the gaming, the peer-to-peer casino games and online gaming. And we're launching with partners now within a few weeks. It's going to be launched before the end of August, our first licensed lottery in the Caribbean and in Africa.
So nice.
This is going to be accessible. We're looking at it from one angle, is that it's based there. We're under their regulators, but it's accessible by 240 countries. It will be integrated down the road, so probably by October, November, with our home payment solution that comes with ZU Pay. And that means that we'll start to have people buying all lottery as early as the 1st of September. And this is, for us, it's interesting because suddenly that's revenue, that's income that comes in that will allow us to finance the rest of the development, because we're developing something that's probably the size of a utility. You know, it's really a new internet protocol, a new email protocol, and we'll connect a lot of people with a development language for developers. This is something that was a pretty big undertaking, and we're almost there. We think that we're probably going to be also in deployment by the end of November, most probably.
So you're expecting revenues to fall on the balance sheet by the fourth quarter?
The revenue, yes. Now, profit won't expand on this, but revenue, definitely. We'll see how much we need to spend to get people interested. But this is something that's pretty, it's an exponential deployment. If you look, for example, our Moodle Mail application, if you start to use it and you like it, you'll want some of your contacts to actually start to use it also. And then they'll want some of their contacts to use it. So it goes pretty fast in terms of development. Now, Moodle Mail is also the window to our lottery, to our gambling. It allows you, for example, to run, an NBA pool with your friends. But your friends, to be in your NBA pool, they need to be on the Moodle Mail platform and
gotcha.
Use the same email system. But you'll be able to go to an ATM with the credit cards and the debit cards we will launch soon, probably end of September with ZU Pay. And you'll be able to deposit money to your account and then run an NBA pool with your friends and decide you can build your own pool. We're going to have a template in our smart contract builder where you'll be able to build any type of gambling offer and then see peer-to-peer, with the thousands or millions of people that eventually will be on the platform, who wants to be the counterpart of your bet. So that's a...
How are you getting this platform information out? What kind of advertising? Are you doing any kind of advertising? That's a huge launch. Go ahead.
Yeah, we actually have no idea how we're going to launch it, to be honest. Like, not that we're clueless, but we have, like, so many different proposals, so many different opinions. And I'm very tempted to just launch it and see if this thing goes viral by itself for many reasons. First, we're going to be the first product to actually pay you for your personal data. So you're going to be paid to use our product. Now, we're also going to be one of the first products that will allow you to own the casino in which you gamble. And other products are like that also. So suddenly this become a it really becomes the old barter economy a little bit, or the old community economy. We'll bring you back to the essence of capitalism, where, you know, if you're making money off of me, I need my cut on it, and I need to give you permission to do it. And that's going to be a revolution in itself. Obviously, like, things like Moneyline that we're finalizing the acquisition, they have a lot of exposure. We have other partners also coming in, the companies that do have a lot of hype and a lot of media exposure. We're expecting to be in different large media also in terms of interview. We'll see how it goes. I think that we'll launch this probably the most artisanal way or the most communal way we can, and as the beta program. And as all the kinks are fixed, this thing is solid. We'll use the money we make out of we make from the gambling to and leverage that to do the promotion or do the marketing for the platform itself.
What do you have coming up? Can you give us some insight into what's happening, say, for the rest of the two quarters? And we're just starting the third quarter, so give us a preview of what's coming up here in, say, the next two or three quarters.
Well, you get the lotteries are being launched. So that's a pretty big thing already. That changed the company. Just that, it brings revenue in that are recurring revenue. So it's not like an agreement or a joint venture or something where they give us some advance or they give us some one-time payment. It's really going to be something that's going to come in on the regular, probably every week, and allow us to modulate what we're doing in terms of development and marketing. Now, that's at end of August, early, probably first week of September, the latest. Then we have the launch of MulaPay. I'm sorry, it's actually ZuPay that's launching. MulaPay is going to follow with it. And it will. We're launching this with big credit card companies and with a few banks in Europe. And this going to be pretty interesting also for us. Although this is going to be in the debugging period, probably until the end of the year, it's still additional revenue coming on top, and it's exposure to an array of other developer, other application that suddenly is going to switch their volume or their traffic on our platform, because this is running on our platform. Now, MulaMail is coming out at the end of November, I would say first week of December, as the public beta. So the MulaMail currently has been upgraded to a level where we have a few patents, and will be explained in a few press releases coming out probably during the month of August and September. But this is a very big thing, I think. Like, we might be totally in the left field, but we do think that we finally have one killer application for distributed ledgers. Even tempted to avoid the word blockchain because it's been hype way too much. But so far, everything blockchain related had one killer application that was driving it, and it was the cryptocurrency, the Bitcoin, the Ether, and so on. Now, suddenly, you're going to have an application that my 76-year-old father, who's totally clueless at technology, will be able to use, won't even know what's driving it. He won't know that it's a blockchain-based technology. And this probably has a, in terms of adoption of the tech, in terms of you know, augmenting this tech, has a massive potential.
Well, let me interject here for a second. And I didn't want to interrupt you a while ago. Did you say that people that get involved are going to have their own application to run their own casino? Did I hear that correct?
Yes. Well, there's different layers on this. So if you get into the MulaMail platform, strictly in your email, apart from the fact that you'll receive payments from different people to access you, to be able to promote their products to you. And payments in their own token that you'll be able to go in our marketplace and monetize if you don't care about their product, or you'll be able to sell to peer-to-peer to other people, you'll be able to gift to other people. And that's how we pay for your data. The additional thing is we're going to have a developer section of that application, of the platform, where people will be able to come and connect. There's a few API, but there's also a developer application. The API is where people will come to use, for example, the ZUPay application. Somebody has already some application going on, and they want to use our payment service. So they'll be able to use ZUPay by using one of the API in Moolah Mail. I want to make it too complex, but, you know, there's a few connectors where they'll be able to augment their application right away, expose it to a massive market down the road just by, you know, connecting it to a simple API. In terms of you making your own gambling offering, you're going to go to the templates that will develop that are into the smart contract builder that we expose to developers. So you don't need to be a full-out, you know, full-stack developers to do it, or software engineers. You can be a power user and even just a standard user. And using the template, you'll be able to build a gambling offer. And
wow.
Like broadcast it into the network and broadcast it to maybe millions of people and see somebody else on the other end says, I'll give you an example. You could decide that you want to bet on the next election in 80.
Right.
But put $1,000 on it. And you'll broadcast on our network asking for odds, seeing if somebody wants to connect to you.
Gotcha. Gotcha. It's going to be an interactive system.
Yeah. Now, this is for the peer-to-peer portion. Now, the peer-to-peer casino is a casino template we're bringing later next year, where as you play on it, you'll be able to modify the odds, you'll be able to trade your bets, and you're also going to be able to you'll be owning the casino. Because as long
That's
as you
amazing.
Convert cash into tokens to play in a casino, and you stake this casino and you don't play, you'll be receiving revenue from whatever the casino is earning, because that's going to be owned by the community.
Frank, I can listen to you all day long, but we're running out of time. We've got about 20 seconds left, so I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I think it's about time things are happening. It took a long time to develop this. It's still going to take a lot of time to develop more of what we want to do, but people will be right now in the next 3 months, starting probably in about 2 weeks, to see what we've done for the last easily 7 or 8 quarters. So I think it's super exciting. Right? The time is now.
ZU Technologies is my guest today. They trade on the OTC markets. You can find them under the ticker symbol ZEUCF. You're up there in Canada. Look them up on the CSE under the ticker symbol ZEU. Frank, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. I'm a big fan of what you're doing out there. Please don't be a stranger. Come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Perfect. Have a good one.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.